As always, we look forward to our great catch up with Simon Herradine, who's bringing us all kinds of glitz and glamour and exciting news from the theatre. Good morning, Simon. How are you coping with this biting chill that we have? Is the theatre keeping you warm?
Good morning, Janet. I was just about to say, yes, when one looks at those thick red curtains in the opera house, those thick red velvety curtains, it just exudes warmth. So that's the way to stay warm at Artscape. Just look at the curtains.
Ah, that's a great suggestion. And if those curtains ever can come down and get replaced, then I definitely want to make a jacket out of that.
Absolutely, and I'll do the cape.
Oh, that's an even better idea. Yes, wonderful. Simon, we are looking forward to hearing what is on under the spotlight at the theatre.
Yes, Janet, we are about 4 days away from Africa Day, which is on the 25th of May. So we
That's literally around the corner, Sunday.
Around the corner, yes. So we're obviously focusing on Africa-centric productions over this period. But Janet, before I get into that, I don't know if listeners have seen the latest Time Out magazine.
No, I
Listing,
haven't, certainly.
listing Cape Town and Marrakesh are the only two African cities that made it to Time Out's magazine listing of arts and culture destinations in the world.
Oh, that's a juicy bit of news.
Yes. And what's more exciting, Janet, in that article, Artscape gets one mention as a cultural institution of choice to go and visit in Cape Town.
That is amazing news. What great collateral you've earned there, and rightly so, because Artscape is the theatre of choice. It is such an open, warm, welcoming the arms of the Cape Town residents, but anyone who's visiting this country.
Absolutely. So, as I've said, we're taking this the few next days forward with the theme of Africa Day and African Month as such. It's under this theme, Building Africa We Want Through Solidarity, Equality, and Sustainability. Now, I th think I'm going to come into another exciting part, is that when we juxtapose when the building opened in 1971. So the exciting thing is that just a few days ago, on the 19th of May, the building celebrated 54 years of existence.
54 years. Gosh, that's older than you and I put together.
Put together, absolutely. So if one looks at where the building came from, when it was still the Nico Milan, when it officially opened its doors, it was for an exclusive audience, white audience only. It focused on Western art forms of orchestra, opera, ballet, and drama. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with keeping those Western art forms. But as Artscape changed, the name changed to Artscape circa 1999, and we became a receiving house, Artscape is now transformed into a theatre that showcases all arts forms and all art genres, and specifically over these days. I mean, if we look back at the host of African diaspora productions that we have, including Women Unite, Dusu Plaatjies, and even the late Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe. So, we actually kicked off Africa Month with the production of Mike van Rys by Mike van production in the as part of the Z-Oyster Feast called The Good Wife, which looked at the Feast Must Fall campaign. But obviously, listeners are interested in what's happening at Artscape. And the exciting production at opening at Artscape on the 23rd, which is this Friday, 2 days from Africa Day, is Cape Town Opera's Aida, or the restaging of Aida. Now, what's interesting about this Aida production, Janet, is that it's staged with a groundbreaking African futuristic reimagining of Aida. And obviously we know that Aida takes place on the African continent, and it was actually first showcased on the African continent, the opera by Verdi. So isn't that absolutely exciting?
Absolutely. And it's one of those rich, colorful, vibrant opera. It's just an absolute celebration. So It's the perfect preamble to Africa Day.
Yes, and also AIDA is like a microcosm of the change from what the Nico Milan used to be to what Artscape has become. AIDA made history in 1988, if I'm not mistaken, when Virginia Davis, the first person of color, took the title role in this production. So, it's got a history, and it just showcases the transformation that we've made to not just being a domestic theater of choice, but also a continental theater of choice. Then we go into the celebration of our indigenous languages, Janet. And one of those obviously is isiXhosa, which is also one of the official languages of the Western Cape province. And we're showcasing Witnesske, Tamsangas, isiXhosa, Buzani, Kubayo, that deals with the power of love. And that one is meant to have a chosen one. I just absolutely love that message, don't you?
It is so powerful, and so it resonates.
Yes, and it's directed by none other than how we affectionately call her Sistoko Thokozile Singha, that was a Lifetime Achievement South African Film Television awardee. And obviously, she's mostly known for her role as Donna in Igoli, or Igoli, as it's probably pronounced.
Gosh, how long ago was that, eh?
Oh, that was probably 20, 25 years ago.
Yes.
As old as what we are, Janet, 20, 25 years.
I know. I was watching it as a babe in my mom's arms, I must admit. Simone,
And
it's
then if,
looking really
yes,
exciting for Friday, and
exactly.
I'm looking forward to being there too.
Yes.
I suppose the dress code is just fabulous, right?
Janet, I'm so glad that you brought that up, the dress code, because we really would like to bring the glamour of theatre back to Artscape. And we are cognizant with Artscape being a home for all. Not everyone has ball gowns, and not everyone can afford a Gucci gown or or Elisab robe. We just want to encourage people, whether you come to the opera. Oh, I just have to touch on the other production that's also opening, that actually opened, that's opening today, which is Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
Oh, that's one of
Alfonso
those
Mayer.
classics. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely one of those classics. So coming back to the dress code, whether you go to the opening night of Julius Caesar, which is officially on Saturday evening, which is in the arena of 120 people, or whether it's a theater of 500 people, or the auditorium, the sumptuous opera house with its amazing chandelier foyer, with those glass chandeliers imported from Italy 60 odd years ago, when they were still constructing Artscape, that was then known as the Nico Milan. Dress up, dress up, show up, put some tinsel in your hair. Just dress up, just get ready in your Sunday best. And if all else fails, we can even help you if you let us know a little bit in advance, like 2, 3 weeks in advance, perhaps with a costume or two.
Yes, that beautiful costume wardrobe that is there. I mean, really, you can be anybody you want to be on the day. So, thank you for reminding us about that, Simone. I think with the wonderful David Pamplin behind the creative, what can we call it? Not the sewing machine, but the drawing board. I think it's going to
Absolutely.
be an amazing experience.
Behind the creative designs, I mean, he is absolutely a creative designer as well.
Absolutely, so talented. And just as a preamble for our listeners, we are going to be dropping a show where we talk at length to David Pamplin about the creative process as a behind the scenes on what happens to make a production as amazing as it is. So thank you for that reminder, Simon.
So that's what's hip hop and happening at Artscape over the next few days. And just wishing everyone a happy Africa Day come Sunday.
Wonderful. We will be celebrating in great style and looking forward to seeing you at the theatre, Simone.
Absolutely.
All the best.
Thank you. Bye bye.